Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure at the banks. Oh, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, having a great time here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're about to have even more fun because one of our top profit experts in the Brain Trust is back. Pat Sigmund is our good friend, the founder of LPS Consulting, the author of Six Steps to Creating Profits. I've got my copy right in front of me. It's a good one. It's outstanding information to hear about how to be create more profit. And that'd be a great resolution for all of us, wouldn't it, to do a better job of profit. Pat Sigmund, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, Pat, as always. In earlier visits this week, I've talked to some folks about profitability, and one guy said something about he wanted to double profits, and we talked about how would you double profits, and what would be some things that you would do, and my point was that as tight as we've learned how to operate our businesses in the last 3 years, it'd be hard to increase profits much by cutting costs or by being more efficient. So you're going to have to, I would think you're going to have to raise your top line in order to drive profits. What do you think, Pat?
Well, there's a few things we've been working on with some of our clients, and raising the top line is really difficult. It's almost impossible. So if you talk about volume, that's another way.
Yeah, more sales.
You know, but you're going to raise your prices. It's tough. It's really tough.
Well, I wasn't so much thinking about raising prices, price increases, as much as I was just getting more revenue.
Increasing sales, absolutely.
Increasing sales. And yes. because you know, the most of us have learned how to operate. If you're still in business, I'll put it this way.
Yes.
If you're still in business since 2008, you figured out how to operate efficiently.
Yes. Yeah, well, there's something we're working on, for instance, increasing sales. How do people do it? Mm-hmm. And one of the things some of our vendors are talking about all the time, they used to talk about return on investment, these kind of phrases that we all talk about. This buzz phrase, time to value, is something
time
that I'm working on myself. Yeah, and what they mean is if you buy, say you want to increase your sales, you want to get a team of salespeople, how long does it take these people to start operating? Is it 3 months? Well, that's not fun, you know. What could you do to change that to 2 weeks? What could you do to, if you wanted to maybe stop paying certain costs like EDI, electronic data interchange costs, and it takes you 3 months to put a system in before you do that? That's not fun. Is there a way to do it where it happens in 3 weeks? In other words,
you're talking about accelerating performance.
Accelerating time to get value out of it. The time that you start profiting, the time that it starts making the change that you're hoping to make. If you're looking at things now that won't help you until fourth quarter, turn around, look for a different way. kind of thing, which is what we've talked about in the past, things like cloud computing. And there's just a lot of ways to do things faster, like choices that people hadn't thought about before. So if you are listening to somebody to try to sell you something where 6 months from now it's going to maybe help you, well, maybe there's another way, you know? Like you're putting in a phone system. What about a virtual system?
Or
like
finding a way to identify, as a small business, one of the most important things is to find a way to identify prospects who are your ideal prospect, who are your profile prospect, and focus on those people, that sort of profile, rather than doing something that encompasses everybody in the phone book.
Exactly. And if you're putting in like a system, like a CRM system, it would be mining databases to find people that exactly fit your niche, and then having the stuffing them into a new CRM that goes up tomorrow, not goes up in 3 months, and having the salespeople you hire tackle them today, not go through months of training to identify people. Identify them for your people. It's jumping the gun a bit. And it is a way to get action faster. And there is, even for myself, I mean, there are things everywhere that we're just not thinking of. And it's more and more about immediacy for us small business owners. We don't have the time to wait for 6 months or 2 years to see if it works.
Well, and to me, it's not even just a matter of making it happen faster, but I think the quality work that you do in these areas will result in something happening faster. In other words, I think maybe, you know, some people are put off by saying, you know, I want everything faster. But I think maybe quality would be a good word to use in this case. You know, the let's talk about this some more. We're gonna flesh this out even more with our good friend Pat Sigmund. She's one of the best at helping you drive your profit line. And she and I will be right back. Twenty Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.